Mattia, assistant manager for the day. 4-3, thrilling game. I mean, just talk us through it.
Yeah, I thought it was obviously a great game to watch from a spectator's point of view. Lots of goals. It seemed like there was quite a few people down here again, which was pleasing on the back of our main road game. Regarding the game, I mean, attacking-wise, we always looked a threat. I think we scored 4, and realistically, probably could have scored another 4 or 5, and that's not being unrealistic. From a defensive point of view, again, we've struggled a little bit. We've conceded 3 again today. In fairness to them, they've had a couple of good chances. I mean, Nathan's missed one from a yard. He's had a chance in the first couple of minutes that he probably should score, and we're kind of pulled down a little bit at the end, which is a bit disappointing because for large periods of the game, I felt like we was in control. We was a better side. I didn't ever feel like we was going to lose the game, but unfortunately, the old habits have kind of come back, and we struggled a little bit at the end, but we managed to get over the line. Delighted for the boys, 3 points, and you kind of move on.
It makes a change because normally we're 2-0 up at half time and we're all on 10 tucks. Today, 1-0 down at half time. Obviously, to come back and score 4 and answer goals. I mean, what was said in the dressing room at half time?
Well, there's a few words between a few players. There was a bit of arguing going on the pitch. It is different seeing it from the sideline because you're normally part of that and you're normally kind of a bit caught up in the moment. So it is sometimes good to see. But I think the message was just to kind of keep going as we were. As I said, we had chances in the first half. I mean, Saul's gone through a couple of times. Should have done better. He held his hands up. And then the lads have just been told, you know, just believe. And it is pleasing to see. We've kind of shown that we can come back from being behind. We've scored 4 good goals. I mean, Nicky's goals, his second one, is a great finish. And it was positive. It's just unfortunate that once we've gone to 4-1, we couldn't kill the game off and we kind of give them a chance to come back into it.
Yeah, there's some excellent goals. Obviously, the dink from Saul for the first, the free kick inside the area for the second, obviously quite difficult from close range. And I say, oh, there was Ben Steer got a close range, you know, poacher's goal after a good move, and to finish it, Nicky got a spectacular finish. I mean, what was the pick of the goals for you?
I would probably say Nick's was the best. I don't know, because Saul took his goal really well, but to be honest with you, he should have had 3, so I'm not going to pick him. I also want to back up some of the comments he said recently about his finishing. It's not his, although it was a good finish. I'm delighted for Ben. I was pushing Brock's. I was doing Brock's heading at a time. I was in his ear trying to get Ben's ear on, because I think he gives us something a bit different to anybody else. He is direct. I mean, he's done great for a chance later on his left foot, what he's passed back to the keeper, but he's managed to get himself a goal. But
and I would say Nick is as well.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. So. But I would say Nick is. I mean, he's got a great strike. He's got it out of his feet, and he's tucked it away.
The manager obviously always full of superlatives about the crowd. 188 today. Obviously, a bit less than the 674 that was here last week. But I mean, as a player, I mean, you were here in the early days when you was on dual edge from Curzon Ashton. I mean, do you notice a difference when you're playing?
100%, yeah. I mean, if you're being realistic, you're never going to get the same crowd you got in the main road game. But certainly looking at it today, I would say there must be a couple who've come down on the back of the main road game. Unfortunately, the result wasn't the best either, and that has happened on a couple of occasions. But from a player's point of view, you always want to play in front of as many people as you can, whether that's 20, 200, 2,000. Just the more you can get, the better. And it is a great atmosphere. You can see at the end all the lads getting clapped off. And it's nice that when a few do turn up, we can finally get 3 points for them.
Finally, look a little bit further ahead. FC United away in the semi-final of the Manchester Premier Cup, 7th of February at Broadhurst Park. I mean, you've played for FC United, and obviously Nyers as well, and many of the players in the dressing room have played against them. How big a game is that for the players?
I think everyone will want a shirt, first of all. There'll be a big crowd on. I don't know how many they'll get for a cup game, but I'd imagine there'll be probably more than we had against Main Road. With it being at their ground, they do normally get a big crowd regardless. So everybody will want to play in that game and play in front of a good crowd. You've got certain lads who, people like Ben Steers, who wouldn't mind the opportunity to go and play at a higher level and certainly wouldn't be out of place at that level. So there's a couple of lads, Nick Evangelinos is another one, who will want to do well at that level again, because on the back of a good performance against FC United, if we go and put up a good show against them and you get a couple of good individual performances, you never know what might happen. And, you know, there are lads, I've heard Seth say it before, and Brock's always saying it, and people watch it every week. We have got lads who are capable of going playing higher. Some of the younger lads, some of the older ones are a bit past it now, like me and Martin, but a few of the younger lads can use that opportunity to kind of springboard and go and play at a high level.
Cheers, mate. Thanks very much, Martin.
No worries,
thank you.
Bro.